number 9 and 10. Item number 9 is a subdivision rezoning at 309, 311 Logan Avenue and 303 Stanley Street and 288 300 Princess Street under file DAS set 10 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, it's a combined hearing and the following will also be heard at the same time. Item 10 is a variance at the same premises under file DAV 136577 2014D.
I'd like to call out Floyd Paris. Welcome, Floyd. Thank you.
Hello.
You have, if you could state your name and address for the record, and you have 10 minutes to make your presentation here today.
All right. My name is Floyd Pera. I'm the executive director of Silo Mission, 300 Princess Street, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thank you for this time tonight. We're looking for rezoning of two properties, 309 Stanley, and or 303 Stanley and 309, 311 Logan. We've been developing a plan for what we call the Silo campus for the last couple of years, which will include housing on the part that we aren't asking for zoning variance, which it already is zoned for, but we need zoning change for these other two properties so that we can provide social services there. On the 303 Stanley property, we plan to expand our dining room and provide additional meal services, case management, and other services there. We have the 311, 309, 311 Logan. We also own that building, and we plan to use that as a social enterprise building going forward. We have submitted plans of what we plan to do, which is an significant expansion, which will basically take people from standing on the streets waiting for meals to be inside, out of the cold and out of the heat. As well as the 160 people that are in housing will have a place to live. We have worked with planning department for the last couple of 3 years on the overall development. We have spent significant amount of time working with our community neighbors on listening to their concerns, and we have addressed that in several different ways of moving the entrance into the courtyard, so that most of the people will enter off of Princess, provided a new entrance for housing off of Princess. So we worked hard to try to best accommodate the community concerns. I think that's about it.
Thank you. Floyd, have you read the report in front of us here today? Is there anything that you want to comment on? Or?
No, and unfortunately, I just was handed these as I came in, so I didn't get a long time to read them, but they look like they are correct.
Excellent. Noah, are you familiar with this report? Is there anything that Floyd, we should be drawing his attention to that may have changed? Conversations
no.
He had with you folks?
No, but the only thing is because it's a complicated situation because actually half these lands are within the downtown policy area and half are within a general manufacturing policy area. So you have to keep those lands separate. So there is a cross-access agreement because there are two pieces of land that would be cross-access for vehicular movement and those sorts of things. So there's just a clause about entering into a cross-access agreement. So that maybe is something that we didn't discuss in length, but that's typical.
Which we would be fine with.
Yes. Thank you. There are others that are here in support. Are there any questions at this time, councillors?
No.
Councillor Pachter?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. How many units are you looking to build?
Our hope is to build 160 units of housing right off of Princess, which won't be on these rezoned lands, but will provide significant housing.
Is there also a component with professional services, I guess?
Everyone that would live there would be case managed. In our inside of the 303 Stanley building is significant space for case management offices and other support services.
You mentioned for the 311, 309 Logan social enterprise area. Can you expand on that?
Well, in the short term, we'll be using that as a kind of construction headquarters for the development. But we already are using it for our MOST team, which goes and cleans the street up as an employment service activity. So we will plan to do employment training there. We have talked about maybe doing a commercial laundry service there for ourselves and perhaps some other nonprofits as well. So nothing beyond that has been planned at this point.
I just wanted to bring up the report is written by the planning department, but I just would like to note also that we got some comments from the Winnipeg Police Services from the office of the chief, and they're in full support of the application as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Anything further at this time, councillors? Okay. Thank you, Floyd. Shall we have Floyd stay there?
I also have 30 letters of support. I could hand copies around to each of the members there. So
I'll skip the copies.
Okay.
I know there's lots of people that support.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, we have Lindsay Smith. Lindsay, are you here?
Okay,
you're in support?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And Ron Shaw, you're in support, sir. Would you like to speak? Floyd's covered it.
I think he's covered it.
Okay, thank you. Ken Hildebrand, you're in support, sir. Would you like to say anything? Okay. And David Rousseau, you are in support, sir. You'd like to speak? Yes. Okay. Welcome, and if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is David Russell, and I live at 921 Ash, and I'm here to talk about the property 318 Logan and 288 Stanley. I'm actually here representing a number of the business owners in the area, and just for the record, I'll put those names down quickly, which would be Ace Auto, K's Auction, Lowen's Auto Works, Master Roofing, Four Seasons Auto Body, Fergal Industries, Jets Repair, West Car Auto, Four Sisters Restaurant, Western Fabric, Pampanga Restaurant, Sandu Developments, and as I mentioned, Flame & Cupboard. First, I'd like to say, reading the report, we do not agree with the comment from the Planning, Property and Development that the Urban Planning Division does not anticipate that the proposed development will result in any negative impact on adjoining properties. Another item mentioned was it does not create an adverse effect on the amenities, use, safety, and convenience of the adjoining properties and adjacent areas. While me and my neighbors have lived with the environment and know firsthand that those comments are not accurate, that there is a lot of issues in the areas because of the commingling of the people and how they gather.
Sir, are you listed in support?
Yes, I am, but I am, for the record, explaining we're conditionally supported. These comments here ignores the NIMBY factor that has challenged every major city in North America, and these comments all but ignore that the many tax-paying businesses and property owners adjacent to the project, we have the most to lose, our businesses and our properties, and we have suffered much to date. Research will quickly describe that the challenges of gentrifying the neighborhood with this type of development, at best, is slow and questionable. The few successes that I've researched depended heavily with the community partnership of the institution and the neighbors. We are frustrated that there is no formal vehicle hearing process that, other than this, that would allow us to be involved with such a project that will have a great impact on many of our livelihoods. As a group, we've been working with the Shalom management and have reluctantly decided to take a leap of faith with their willingness to work with us. We wish to put on the public record the concessions we were promised and hope that the Urban Design Advisory Committee and the Community Committee consider our concerns when vetting the drawings and the usage put forward. The conditions were small, but very important, and Floyd had already mentioned it, but we want to underline it, and that is that the client access from Princess goes through the parking lot, the drop-in entry, and through the courtyard. We want to hold them also to their promise of video surveillance and adequate lighting on Stanley and Henry. We'd like to hold them also to their commitment to foot patrols, even though this isn't the right venue. I'd still like to have it on record. And also they're continuing their litter cleanup. We'd like to finally clarify that the drop-in center designated for 309 and 311 Logan incorrectly identified as such, and the building is to be used for transition work, as Floyd had mentioned. Short of that, we support it, but we wanted on record that this was high points that we were sort of supporting it because.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I would just like to clarify then, you are in support of this application?
We all support it, but we support it through the willingness to take that leap as a partnership of all the businesses who have the most to lose with this type of project. And we do it understanding that the management is in the tune of cooperating with us, and that's why we're moving forward on it as opposed to objecting.
Thank you. Okay. The items that you mentioned, foot patrols, et cetera, do you see those things listed in the report or in these conversations you've had?
No, that's why I'm making it part of the record.
Okay. Are those conversations you've had with them?
Correct.
Okay.
Councillor, the administration has no grounds to put in a zoning agreement. We're talking land use. We can't hold them to things like video surveillance, foot patrols. That's an exaction that we would never entertain.
At the same time, Mr. Perrin will be coming forward, and maybe he can speak to some of your comments.
Sure.
Anything further? Any questions, Councillor Eady?
I had a question. I can understand it's quite a list of businesses that have been established there quite a long time, but. You mentioned gentrification. You see this project as somehow gentrifying a neighborhood. This is about providing housing for, providing services and other amenities for people who are living in poverty and dealing with various difficulties in their life. But I fail to see how this is a move for gentrification.
Well, you know, I understand the altruistic approach to get these people some help. But what we're saying, which is contradicted to what these reports are saying, is that it's at a cost. And the cost isn't to the Shalom Mission. It's to the adjacent properties. We're the ones suffering the loss of customers, the damage to our properties, having to put up fences to protect ourselves. We're incurring the cost. So to say that there is no impact on the adjacent properties is completely wrong. It's 180 degrees off. And
when I was a young person and used to go shopping at Mall Foods and then walk up as kids go up Logan, and it seems to me there is always people who are homeless and others sort of around that neighborhood. Would you agree or not agree with that?
I drove taxi in this town.
Master Roofing's been there a very long time.
Sure.
Right?
So. No, I'm out here. I drove taxi here and worked up and down the strip. I understand the culture. Okay, but we're not talking about half a dozen people walking up and down the street. We're talking a commingling of 300 to 500 people. Now, I have a retail store right on Logan Avenue, as these other people do. How comfortable do you think they are going to be getting out of their car and walking amongst these people to get into my business? Yeah, it's going to be a difficult scenario. To suggest that that's not going to have an impact is just not correct.
Anything further at this time? Okay, Mr. Russo, I'll ask you to step down, and we'll move on to others that are in opposition. We have a few people. Is there anyone else in support here today? No? So those in opposition, what is the name here, Madam Clerk? Gentleman that lives at 309 Stanley. How do you pronounce your name, sir? Come forward, sir. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon to everyone. I really appreciate for giving me the opportunity to say something about my business.
You are in opposition, sir?
Against.
Yes, if you could state your name and address for the record.
309 Stanley Street, I'm Four Seasons Auto Body. I'm right exactly in the same block Mr. Lloyd is building Salem Mission, Mr. Floyd. So I've been there for 38 years, and I believe most of my neighbors around me, they are very old there too. And since Salem Mission moved to behind my shop, right in my property, where I was, is you know, I'm right in the corner 309, I went through so many problems. And I tried to propose this to Mr. Floyd, and he knows very well. I even have a broke leg last month. I have the shop stolen twice. I have cars breaking more than once. I got reports in the police. And I'm sorry to say, our counsel, I called you a few times. You know, I feel sorry you never answer back my phones, because I feel intimidated. I feel like, thank God I'm not by myself. I have some neighbors that can support me, and I wish they support them too, because the way I see, I beg you guys. We ask Tonton to be better and much better what we was. And we started that getting things worse. And you guys, please think about it. Princess is right downtown. Right? Anybody comes north, comes through Princess. And what kind of environment they see? I believe that people need protection, need support, but Winnipeg is so big. And it's lots of places they can do what is dreamy about to do it. But don't affect the business that was there for so many years. This is a family business. I'll be there for 38 years, not 3 years. Like he's trying building now, or have his dream he has, but destroying other families. I think this is not fair. I'm sorry, but you know, I'm begging you guys to look at it and the project very good. That's a millions of dollars a project. As a no-profit organization, they can't spend so many millions. As compared with, if I have the money they do, I could buy the whole lot like he did. But I can't. I can't afford that. I cannot beat with them. But please, concern my position. I'm a Canadian citizen. I fight for my rights. And like any other of my neighbors, they have the same rights. But it's a shame to see what's happened right in Princess. That's my presentation. I really appreciate it if you guys can help me at this point.
Thank you, sir. When in the past you've brought forward your concerns to Salem Mission, what kind of response have you received from them?
Well, he has quite a few meetings, and he called us to come to his meetings. I went, and I proposed my problems all the time, and he solved the problems. And he tried to bring people to clean. It is true. He came clean. And then I said, listen, even with protect the people you bring in to clean, we still have problems. Because then I have no protection. It was about 5 to 6 people on the top of my roof. It was about not even a month ago. And one guy, he came to fight to my son, and he was calling the cops, and I put my car through him because to get away. You know, even the top of the roof they go. You know, that happens to me. It's because I'm right on the block. I'm the only one. He bought the whole property except my block is right there. Why, he tries to ignore me because I'm just a body shop, but I'm there for 38 years. He's destroying a family. He's destroying more business around. So I think he should look at it, because he goes home and sleeps well, and I don't. Even today, I have a lady brought me the car to the shop. She brought a company, and I asked, oh, you came with so-and-so. Oh, but Joe, I'm scared to leave my car by myself and leave it. You can ask anybody. And I bet you guys ask anybody in the road there if they feel comfortable to walk by himself. I bet you nobody's doing. I believe that people needs help. I'm not against them. You have good people and bad people, you have all kinds. But there is a lot of places in Winnipeg can be provided for that. Not right downtown. Downtown is downtown, and we try to bring downtown worse. That's a shame. I'm telling you, that's a very big shame.
Any further questions at this time? Moving on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.
Next is Emil Griba. Emil Griba. 300 Stanley. Sir, you're in opposition? Yeah. Would you like to speak?
I agree totally, but no.
Okay. That's fine. You're in opposition? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Luke Bernandin? Luke? Okay. You're in opposition, sir? You don't wish to speak?
Well, to some degree, yeah. Actually, I have a letter here.
Could you come to the table so you're part of the record, sir? You can speak into the microphone. If you could state your name and address for the record.
Luke Bernardin. I own Westcar Service at 330 Stanley Street.
And you're in opposition here today?
I wouldn't say full opposition, but I just don't agree with some of the stuff that's going on.
Well, it's one or the other.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
So make your comments, please.
Actually, if I can, I'd just like to hand in a letter and let you guys...
And
sort of look at that.
The letter is from?
It's from Westcar Service, like from myself and like my wife and I are business owners there. And yeah, it's from us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you want to read that into the record?
I'll just let you guys. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have trouble reading it, sir.
Okay. Madam Clerk, if you could read it into the record. Thank you.
Dear to whom it may concern, in regards to the rezoning of the following properties, subdivision rezoning, 309, 311 Logan Avenue, 303 Stanley Street, and 288, 300 Princess Street, and the accompanying variants, files DAS Z 10 of 2014 and DAV 136577 of 2014 D. We as nearby property owners have the following concerns. One, that by building a larger facility, the traffic flow of people requiring the mission will not increase sustainability. Number two, that the loitering of people around our business waiting for meals does not increase and hopefully is better. Number three, the flow of people on Stanley Street does not increase and disrupt our business and customers. Number four, the vandalism of our property and littering of our property not increase and hopefully decreases. Number five, that the promises that have been made by Sentinel Mission are honored. Westcar Service Limited has operated on Stanley Street since 1986, and we have owned it since 1996. The problems that we have been having increased in the last few years. We are not saying that we directly oppose the rezoning, but it needs to have conditions and that these conditions are acknowledged and addressed. Thank you very much. Signed by Luke and Joan Bernardin, West Car Service Limited.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next is Tina Driscoll. You're in opposition.
Yes.
Would you like to speak?
Okay.
Thank you. Doug Hornby?
Yes.
You're in opposition, sir.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak? Yes.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
If you could state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Doug Hornby. I live at 147 Barron Drive, Winnipeg.
Proceed with your presentation. Thank you.
I do know that this is really considered to be a black and white situation. Unfortunately, it is not. It's really fraught with shades of gray. But I'm presenting this in protest of Salome's plan to expand their operations in this area. This section of the city was at once a very vibrant place of residence and business. Today, it is almost a slum. And most of the population of Winnipeg does not even realize it exists, and further, those that do avoid it. We have in this small area a number of successful businesses that depend on their customers coming to their shops to do business. Like the Portage Avenue situation, it is getting tougher and tougher to attract customers to our buildings because of many factors. Two main items stand out: parking and indigence. Today I wish to protest against one of these. While most people applaud Salome for their work with the homeless and the downtrodden, I personally do not. essentially what the good people at Siloam and at the other hardworking operations that are doing the same type of work are proving is that while the base homeless counts have not changed for some time, according to a short discussion with Floyd, he indicated he felt it was about 450 souls of homeless, and the average count is showing increases in the last few years. We will hear accounts of how tough it is now to get along as compared to 2 years ago. Many sob stories to turn even the hardest heart. However, I support another concept. The more free stuff you give away, the more people show up regularly to take it. I firmly believe that this is the major cause of the increase on the in-house, unsubstantiated, very tough-to-prove headcounts. If anybody has a homeless registry, I'd like to see it. It will be difficult to convince the average citizen that those who stand to benefit and or to profit from increased homeless indigent counts would ever, never fudge the figures. If I look at Siloam's meals served from their annual reports, now I cheated here. I divided by three sittings, or if you prefer, servings per day, divided by 365 days a year. In the 2009 statement, the average per sitting was 203 souls. 2010 financial statement, 232 souls. The 2011 statement, 295 souls. 2012, 360. 2013, just over 360. So from 2010 to 2012, quite an increase. Where did all of these people come from? I say it's free stuff. They make themselves and others feel good with their aims and their deeds, but at the end of the day, what have they accomplished and by whose count? I can tell you that no matter what, the numbers of people using operations such as Siloam are increasing. What we have here is a magnet in the making, which will most likely harm the tax base in this area. When the hungry are waiting to get into the facility, they are lined up on Princess and Henry, a lovely sight. Fun to walk through and around the bodies sitting and reclining on the sidewalk. I do realize that they are trying to change the situation, but it's darn intimidating. What do these citizens do between meals? They're hanging around the local area, too often urinating and defecating in public. Darn tough to attract customers back once they've experienced something like that. That means the money that the local businesses that have spent to beautify their properties, to advertise, to attract customers, is wasted. The result? Vacant, reduced tax-paying properties. As well, the previously employed from those properties are now out of work. Another hit to the tax base, not to mention the GST, PST, and the parking fine revenues. I personally have become resigned to the thought that this expansion will proceed. My wish is that certain caveats and restrictions engraved in stone, I hope, will reduce the lineups and other problems. It's up to you, this committee, and the City Council, the various departments, and further levels of government to ensure this. Siloam has been working with a group of local businesses trying to find a least offensive method of achieving everyone's goals. A major part of this is the public zoning of certain properties included in this expansion, as well as positioning of sidewalks, laneways, barriers, and access points. If the concessions made by both parties can be honored and held inviolate, that will go a long way to assist the local business community, which, after all, pays for all of this.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, councillors?
Like you present, I understand your concerns as a business person, but have you, like, I talk to homeless people and around my ward, I walk on the streets all the time, and I talk to people, and actually, Siloam Mission is one place that some of the people I talk to, they won't go there because they have too many rules. Because the expectation of Siloam Mission is, they're not necessarily giving something away for free. They're also trying to get people involved in things like becoming employable. Or some people who go to eat there are actually people who are working for minimum wage. And they need to feed a mouth and a family. And they can't make ends meet. Are you aware of that?
Very.
Okay. I have to say I'm a little bit offended to say that all these people who attend there are somehow pissing on the sidewalks and doing all this kind of stuff.
At no point in time did I say that, Councillor.
Well, you did.
No, what I said was a number of them are. I did not say that all of them, sir.
Okay. All right.
And unfortunately, in this particular situation, it's something that we see on a daily basis. I have customers that call me and say, I don't want to come to your store.
You should be offering that, I agree.
That's very difficult. The last public washroom I can recall in this city was located by the legislative buildings, and they closed it due to sanitary conditions, let's say. Is there anything else, Councillor? Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Is there anyone here for information? Yes. Mr. Perra, if you could come up, please. This is your opportunity to address any comments that
sure.
were made previously.
Appreciate that. I know Dave would like to put into the record that we've agreed to foot patrols, but we have not agreed to foot patrols. We do go and clean the streets, but one of the desires from the community is that we provide security for the community, and we're not prepared at this point to provide that. That's outside of our scope. We have done a significant amount of work to reduce the possibility of loitering in the neighborhood in front of places. We have moved our entrance originally from Stanley Street to our parking lot, now into the courtyard into our building, so that currently we have up to 500 people coming for a meal, 300 to 500. We have seating for 130, so evidently 200 end up standing out in 30 below weather or 30 below heat. In our new facility, we will have meal service for 400 people with at least another 100 that can stand in line inside out of the weather. We feel that this will alleviate a lot of the concerns. It certainly will alleviate a lot of the concerns for Joel and his auto body, because of the alley will be filled behind his location. There will be no need for any of our folks to be over on that side whatsoever. It should make that situation much, much better. Yes, we have committed to security cameras. We feel like we're committed to being a good neighbor. We'll continue to try to clean the neighborhood as we have on a daily basis, as much as we can and funding allows. We will continue to meet with the neighbors as they have concerns as they come up. If somebody, this is the commitment I made to the neighbors along the way, is that if there's somebody panhandling out in front of his property or doing something inappropriate out in front of the property, we will come and see who that person is. If he's one of our clients, we'll talk to the clients. If the client refuses to cease and desist, they won't be welcome in our facility anymore. So and unfortunately, those that aren't welcome in our facility end up using wherever for washrooms or those kinds of things. So, and we have little or zero control over those kinds of things. Yes, the meal counts are going up. Good research. They're continuing to go up. That will mean the line on Princess Street will get longer and longer for providing meals. We do provide washrooms for folks to come in. We do want to give them a place to be so that they're not sitting in front of people's properties or those kinds of things. I do stress at the point of I want to be a good neighbor, but I do become very offended when we start talking about the about people as these people, and we've had some very impassioned discussions along the way, yes, some of the folks have extreme mental illness, extreme addictions, and extreme problems. That being said, right now we're caring for 300 to 500, 12 hours a day, another 110 in our shelter every night. Otherwise, we'd be on the streets. So I think this is a significant step forward in caring for these individuals, helping them move forward. Appreciate the comments about the you know, we're moving forward and we have expectations on people. I know they would like us not to be there at all. I The reality is that I believe that it'll be a better day when this is built than our current situation for our neighbors and for our guests that come for help.
That's Thank all. You. Any questions, councillors, comments? Thank you for your presentation.
Yeah. Can we take a two-minute recess?
Yes. A few-minute recess.